Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky, and I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Wednesday, August 26th, and we appreciate you being tuned in and listening. Well, being Wednesday means it's time for midweek prayer service. We've been down for a few weeks and closed down because of quarantine. And we will be having our first Wednesday night service back tonight. Love to have you come and be with us in the 7 o'clock service. And like to make you welcome. I'll be saying more about that down towards the end of the broadcast. Let me mention a few things by way of prayer request. Then we'll go to a song that I trust will be a blessing and bring glory and honor to the Lord. Do remember to pray for Brother and Sister Hall. Pray that God would touch there. Mrs. Hall's been having some difficulties the last several days, a little over a week now, with her heart again. I want to pray for that. And more information that I know that I'm not at liberty at the moment to say. And then probably some things will happen between the time I'm recording this and it's airing. So pray for Brother and Sister Hall that God would bless and help there in their needs. Then Brother Ronnie Sutton, preacher friend of ours down in Mississippi that is in the hospital, had a stroke and COVID. And so pray for him as he's recovering. He is in some treatment for that, some therapy for that, and still recovering from the COVID as well. So remember him in your prayers, if you will. And then the Billy Seats family. Brother Billy pastored in Yadkinville, North Carolina, Southside Baptist Church. Passed away yesterday suddenly with a brain aneurysm. And want to remember his family and the church, that God would strengthen and help and comfort them there. So pray for those needs as well. And so we'll get into the message right here in a moment. We are looking at Matthew chapter number 5 and preaching from the Sermon on the Mount. Well, here's a song by the Shepherd family, a song entitled Way Down. Amen. I trust that song was a blessing to you. We're going to get ready to move into the message now. We're looking at Matthew chapter number 5. We're dealing with the Beatitudes. The first part of that, we're actually on the second Beatitude at the moment. And this series will include all of the Sermon on the Mount, but the Beatitudes just been one section, and that's where we're at this week. And the sermon for today will actually finish up the sermon that we began on Monday. We'll pick up with a new one then on tomorrow's broadcast. You will recognize, if you've heard the Monday and Tuesday broadcast, you'll recognize some of the same similar stuff as we're condensing it, bringing it down to give you the understanding, and then the continuation and completion of the message as it was preached live in the auditorium of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky.
Matthew chapter number 5, we're looking at the Sermon on the Mount and dealing specifically today with some of the Beatitudes. Well, we're looking at this second Beatitude, verse number 4. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. The first Beatitude, verse number 3, we looked at that last week. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. These are talking about spiritual blessings. And so this mourning must be talking about spiritual mourning. And of course, the way I use it to have it alliterated, blessed are the poor in spirit. And then here, blessed are the pining. The word pining means mourning or grieving. And so that's what this beatitude is going to be that we look at today. Blessed are the pining. Has godly sorrow ever brought you to the feet of Jesus that you would bow and mourn and pine and grieve over your sin? Can I tell you that if the recognition of your sin brings you remorse for your sin and brings you to the feet of Jesus, that is blessed weeping, amen. That is blessed remorse, for it shall be comforted, amen. I really believe that this mourning over spiritual things goes even beyond being sorry for sin. I believe it goes to the point of agreeing with God. Lord, you're right, my sin. I thought it was fun. You showed me how foolish it was. You're right, Lord, it's foolish. Lord, I thought it was something to rejoice in. I thought it was something to wallow in. I thought it was something to get excited about. Lord, you've shown me that sin is utterly detestable, that sin is rotten and filthy and loathsome in the sight of a holy God. Amen. And we're ashamed of our sin. Our sin is inexcusable, and our sin is guilty of taking the very life and shedding the very blood of God's own Son. Amen. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 9 through 11. Spiritual mourning. I do, before I read my text, I'm going to say this. I believe it goes beyond grieving over our own sin. You remember in the book of Daniel and in the book of Nehemiah, specifically, I think even in the book of Ezra, they not only confess their sins, but they confess the sins of their fathers and their father's father. In other words, they said, Lord, not only am I sinning, as a matter of fact, Isaiah said it. He not only said, am I a man of unclean lips, but he said, I dwell among a people of unclean lips. In other words, he said, I'm not just a sinner. Everybody I know is a sinner. And I'm not just sorry for mine. Lord, I'm sorry for all the sin of the world. I'm sorry for what caused Christ to go to Calvary. I'm sorry for what causes men to go to hell. Lord, I'm sorry for all of that. Amen. Grieving even over others' sin. Can I tell you that when we see the sin of people in the world, it ought not just cause us to be angry, although there's a place to be angry and sin not. Amen. But it ought not just cause us to be angry. It ought to cause us to grieve over their sin. I'm sorry that so many young girls now are throwing away their purity and they're getting pregnant out of wedlock and then they're killing the baby thinking that's going to fix it. I'm sorry for all that. I don't have a part in it more than the fact that I pay my taxes. Amen. I'm sorry that tax dollars go to that kind of stuff. Amen. I'm sorry for a lot of the sins in the world. My point I'm making is when God brings you to spiritual poverty and God brings you to spiritual pining, you recognize not only your own sin, but the sin of others, and it does not make you feel holier than thou. It makes you sorry for the sin that's in the world. You know, the grief that comes with it. Amen. I'm sorry for the liquor that runs like I don't know what, through our world, from Washington on down. I mean, they'll make big fuss about the drugs. I'm telling you, one of the biggest drugs in our society is the drug of alcohol. Causing little boys and girls to go to bed hungry. Amen. Causing them to go to bed bruised and bodies beaten and broken. And mamas with their eyes blackened and their teeth knocked out. What causes that? Sins. What causes that? God help us. I'm sorry for it. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 9 through 11. And now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry, but that you sorrowed to repentance. Amen. In other words, you had enough sorrow that you wanted to do something about it. That you sorrowed to repentance. Let me find my place, verse 9 again. For ye were made sorry after a godly manner, that you might receive damage by us in nothing. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. For behold this selfsame thing, that ye sorrowed after a godly sort, what carefulness it wrought in you, yea, what clearing of yourselves, yea, what indignation, yea, what fear, yea, what vehement desire, yea, what zeal, what revenge. In all things ye have proved yourselves to be clear in this matter. Amen. I want to say this about this grieving and sorrowing unto repentance and even unto salvation. Can I say that this grieving and mourning over sin does not produce salvation. There are those that grieve because they got caught in their sin. They grieve because they're about to suffer repercussions. Amen. You ever been flying? You don't have to raise your hand and admit it. You ever been flying down the highway doing more than you knew you're supposed to do? You didn't feel sorry for it till you saw all the blue lights. All of a sudden you said, I wish I had obeyed the laws of the land. I wish I'd have left 15 minutes early instead of 15 minutes late. Amen. Hey, you can run that dial on that odometer or that speedometer as fast as you want to. Don't turn the clock back any. Amen. Might get you there quicker, but you should have left earlier. Amen. All right. We'll just leave it at that. But here's, we feel sorry. Why? Because we got caught. Because we're about to suffer repercussions. Amen. Those people, I believe there's a lot of people that feel sorry for that and they never get saved because it's not led them to repentance. But true Holy Ghost conviction I believe causes a grieving in the heart, a mourning over sin that leads to repentance. It leads us to turn from our sin and to turn to Christ. Amen. I believe there's a place where God brings a man or a woman, and I don't know how he deals with everybody in specifically, but I do know this, that he deals with some people about certain things that they get sick of it, and they want to be done with it, they want to be free from it, they know what that's doing to them, and God is bringing them to a place they will turn from that, otherwise they'll stay with it right on to the end. Amen. But God brings them to this place. That's the purpose. Well, this grieving to get us to turn loose. What clearing? Stay away from it. That's what he's talking about. Amen. And then there's the perpetuity. I want you to notice back in Matthew chapter 5. I'm back at my verse 4. Blessed are they that mourn. Perpetuity. Here's my thought. He's not talking about people that did mourn. He's not saying blessed are they that have mourned. He's saying blessed for those that still do. Those that mourn. That's present tense. Seems to be present. Seems to be a continual experience. Amen. I found it true, and you probably have too, that those that have experienced real saving grace have been saddened over their sin when they were first convicted. Amen. And that saddened experience, or they experience that sadness every time they're reminded of that sin. Every time they mess up again, they're saddened by that. They're grieved by the fact that sin is still present in this world, and they are saddened by that continually. Amen. I remember hearing Brother Williamson preach several years ago in a tent meeting in North Carolina. And Brother Williamson was preaching about heaven, and you can believe it or not. I don't know how many years he'd been preaching, but he finally got to that subject. He found there was heaven in the Bible. And he preached on heaven. And he's preaching about what a blessing heaven's going to be. And he said, I'm glad God forgot my sins when he saved me by his grace. But he said, all the time I've been in this world, I've not been able to forget my sins. But he said, the blessing of heaven is that one day the former things will be passed away. Amen. God's going to wipe every tear from their eyes. And not only that God has forgotten, but one of these days he'll allow me to forget what I once was. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for the promise. Thank God for the perpetuity. Amen. Of this great grace of God. Amen. Well, the thing about this pining over sins is that it causes us to hate that which we once loved. It causes us to want to stay away from that which we once enjoyed and want to indulge in. It causes us to be changed. Amen. To mourn over that which we once found exciting. And then last of all, there's the promise. Again, our verse, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. You know Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. I'm sure you know it and probably can quote it. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. This morning, what is it? When we look at our sin, it causes us to mourn. But when we look at our Savior, it brings us comfort. Amen. Amen. Sin brings mourning. The Savior brings comfort. In the cases that I mentioned to you before in the book of Luke, that prodigal son, he'd mourned over his sins. He never found comfort all the time he's in the hog pen, though he was making good resolutions. He never found comfort all the time, even when he turned his back on the hog pen and was headed towards home. I don't think he found comfort at all, still grieving over sin. But when he got to the feet of the Father, amen, the Father saw him a great way off, you know the story, amen, and ran to him, thank God. And when he got to the feet of the Father, he found comfort there. Again, I'll say blessed morning that brought him to a place of repentance that he could find comfort at the feet of the Father, amen. That publican had sinned. He found comfort when he admitted it. And he said to the Lord, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Amen. That woman that was a sinner, that the Pharisee said still is a sinner, that woman found comfort when she bowed at the feet of Jesus. weeping over her sins. In Acts chapter 2, when Peter preached and they were pricked in their heart, at least 3,000 of them found comfort. When they heeded the words, repent. Amen. Every one of you be baptized in the name of the Son. Amen. Thank God they got to that place. They found comfort when they came to Jesus. Amen. Turn to Isaiah 61. Let me get you there. Isaiah 61. Do you remember Luke 4 where our Lord went to preach in Nazareth? Went to the synagogue as his custom was. And he had them hand him the scroll and he stood up for to read. They handed him the scroll of Isaiah. Isaiah 61 is what our Lord read. I want to read you some of the words. Luke records them in Luke 4, but records a portion of them. Isaiah has them all. Let me read you what Isaiah said. Our Lord, as he stood, our Lord said, I am the fulfillment of these verses. This day is this scripture fulfilled in thy sight. That's what Jesus said. Jesus was saying to them, I am the fulfillment of this scripture. All right, look at verse 1, chapter 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God. Look at this. To comfort all that mourn. Look at verse 3. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Amen. Our Lord is saying, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Amen. Here in Isaiah, he's telling us Christ came. He offered himself to comfort all that mourn. Amen. He came that he might offer himself to give them beauty for ashes. Amen. To give them the garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness, and to give them the oil of joy. Amen. For their mourning. What's he saying? Blessed are they that mourn and grieve over their sin. There's comfort to be found. Amen. You ever heard said, a lot of times they'll say it about somebody that's addicted to drugs, whether it be alcohol or other illicit and illegal drugs. And they'll say the first step to recovery is admitting you have a problem. Recognizing the fact I've got a problem. But just admitting it don't always fix it. I see people say, well, I'm a sinner, but going right on in their sin. Well, I'm a drunkard, pass me another beer. Well, I'm a dope head, pass me another joint. And to have that, it's just happy-go-lucky. Well, I'll admit what I am, but I'm not doing anything about it. That's not helping them any. And they will not get help until they turn to Jesus. Amen. Now listen, this idea about being comforted when you recognize your sin, when you have remorse of your sin. Can I tell you, this comfort is not talking about being comfortable while you're in sin. It's not talking about being comfortable with the problems that come along with that sin. The true repentant sinner can never be comfortable and can never be comforted as long as that sin remains. They've got to be washed. They've got to be cleansed. They've got to be made whole. Amen. By the grace of God. Amen. Until we come to the fact that we recognize the seriousness and the sinfulness of sin, and then recognize that sin must be removed. As long as that sin remains, we'll find no comfort. But once it's removed, we'll find cleansing and forgiveness. Amen. There's a lot of songs that have been written about the great sorrow that comes to a man's heart when God deals with him. They contemplate their sin. One that comes to my mind is the song that says this, and the words in the beginning, and this is not the first verse, but the words in the beginning of this song sound a little strange. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. I don't feel blessed when I think about my sin, do you? Except for when I think about where my sin was taken, who my sin was placed upon. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, has been nailed to the cross, thank God. And I bear it no more, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen. I'm going to ask you this question. Has God pointed you to the Savior when He points out your sin? He does not just want to grind you in the dirt. He wants to get you to be remorseful over that sin, recognize that remorse, repent of that sin, and come to the feet of Jesus. Would you stand as they come with a song? If you need Christ, come to Jesus. He's the Savior.
And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast. So we're going to have to break in the message right there, but Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow and continue this message throughout this week. And I would like to add and remind you to pray for our services tonight. You have opportunity to gather in with us at 7 p.m. tonight for our regular midweek prayer service here at the Island Ford Baptist Church. And we are easily located at 1415 Island Ford Road, Madisonville, Kentucky. Again, that's at 7 p.m. tonight. We will be trying to maintain some social distance. We'll be wearing our masks as we come into services. And then if you'd like to take it off during the service, you can. And then if you will, put it back on as you prepare to leave. But we are trying to be careful. We do have some COVID-19 in our area. And people that have been in the building are in quarantine, different things that are going on now. And so we just want to mention that if you come, we want you to be careful. But pray for us and pray that God meet with us in the services tonight. Hope you'll tune in this same time every Monday through Friday for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying good day and God bless you.